Halacha continued. Chof Gimel Eloi Toshim Mem Beis, September 12, 1981, Sunday. Continued.
It's the scripting of Shem. But now that the Gemara said that without Ubiye, so I would know from the Shilach itself, Shem and Rey. So that means that the Shilach denotes both Shem and Rey. But the Shilach, no, while the Shilach expresses both Shem and Regal, it only expresses Sholach Shluchay. But Sholach Shluchay, it expresses both. It expresses both. A Regal and Shem of Sholach Shluchay. Of Sholach Shluchay. So the Mele, so then the question is, so now we should say, since insofar as Sholach Shluchay is concerned, so the Shilach expresses Regel and Shem. The only thing that is not implicit in the Shilach is Ozo Memele of Regel and Shem. Now, so we have to say, even without the posit of Yivai Ragolai to make. So, since we already know that Regel and Shem, Sholach Shluchay, the owner is Chayav, but we don't know Ozo Memele, so then, even without the posit of Yivai Ragolai to me, so we can come to the conclusion that Ubiya has reference to Aslam Melech, to Shem Aslam Melech and Reb Aslam Melech, because just as the Shilach has reference to both Shem and Regel, and the only thing that we don't know as yet is Aslam Melech, so Melech, since there is another expression, so we have to apply it to Aslam Melech. So why do we have to have recourse to the posse or should we buy other after me? That's the stuff. The issue is so this is a very serious matter. The whole come out of price. The Yul Lema of the Shilach have a machino mekashem and buy a golo of Haidami Kibbish. It's a very strange thing. So Texas says, Zilachnam, according to Maskon of the Mor, that the Shilach expresses both regular and chain. So Mimele, so the only thing that is not implicit in the Shilach is Aslam Mimele. Aslam Mimele of Regel and Aslam Mimele of Shem. So Mimele, since we have another expression of Ubiye over and above the Shilach, so we have to apply the other expression of Ubiye to Aslam Mimele. To Aslam Mimele of Regel and of Shem. Of Shem and Regel. Of Shem and Regel. So Mimele, we don't even have to resolve to the raya from the posik of the Yivai Adolatumei. But why does the price mention it? The price only says, if there hadn't been a posik of the Shilach, so then on the basis of the posik of Yivai Adolatumei, I would know that Ubiye has reference to Shem. That's how it is. Now, the Avishem in Quebec says, more than one, but Talmud Rabbi Peretz expresses it, you know, in detail. He spells it out in detail. He says no. And Tesis mentions a similar thing in Kedesh HaNeshach. So it's important, I mean, to look at the Gemara in HaNeshach. Now that has to do with the Issur of Kiddush. So there are two parshas in the Torah in respect to this. One parsha is in Bahar, in Vayikra, in Bahar. In Vayikra Chofei, Posik Lamed Vov, Al Tikach Milite Neshach Nisardis, V'yoreitzo Melukecho V'cheyochicho Imov. So, es kaspecho loisitin loy bineshech, es kaspecho loisitin loy bineshech, uvimalvis loisitin ochle. So this, as the Gemara points out, in the Nezemeshech, this law has reference as kaspechol in sitting in the Nezemeshech, who be marvis with sitting in Ochlechol as reference to the lady. In Ribbis, so there are two parties. One gives interest, and one takes interest. The Malbe takes interest, and the Lebe gives interest. Both are so. Both are so. I mean, not only the Malbe is a Russian postulator, the Lebe is also postulator. So this love, as Kaspichol, we sit in the Nesha, who the Malbe is, we sit in Ochlecho, has reference to the Lebe. Don't give him away your money. In other words, you borrow money and then you pay interest. So in other words, so who is giving away the money? Not the Malve. The Malve in the long run doesn't give away a penny. On the contrary, he gains. But the Levi is the one who gives away money, not the Malve. So as Kaspichol in Sikon in Bineshech, don't give up your keset, your money. Bineshech will be Malve is with Sikon Ochlech. So in other words, what does it mean? We sit in Ochlecho because you could make our money, you could borrow money, you could borrow dollars, let's say $1,000, $10,000, and you could borrow Eichotu, you know, sometimes. Today it's not known, but that's possible. So you can borrow food too. In other words, you borrow, let's say, 10 saw of flour, 10 saw of chitin, of wheat, and to be returned in a year. Other chitin. So in other words, it doesn't make any difference. You're not allowed to give interest, whether the loan is in money, in cash, or the loan is in food. As kaspichol v'sitin l'dinesher, u'v'imardis v'sitin ochlech. So, ton rabon, that's samach mitbeis, the third line, from the bottom. Ton rabon, as kaspichol v'sitin l'dinesher, u'v'imardis v'sitin ochlech, ein li'al l'nesher v'kesev v'gibis beich, nesher beich v'minayim. So in other words, we have here two lines in this passage. Es kaspichol v'sitin l'dinesher, u'v'imardis v'sitin ochlech. So one could say, if somebody gives interest, he leaves a borrower's money, and he gives him interest in money, so he's in the love of Nisikon Dinesha. And if he leaves borrows food, chitin, so, and he gives him interest in food, he's in the love of Mardu Nisikon Ochlecho. But it's more than that. If he leaves borrows money, and he gives him interest in cash, in money, so he's in the love of his kasuk of Nisikon Dinesha, and the love of Nisikon Ochlecho. And vice versa. If he borrows food, and he gives him interest, let's say, he borrows 10 so chitin, and then at the end of the year he returns 11 sochitim, so he's even both love in either case. So Ein li'elo nesha v'kesed v'ribis v'eicha nesha v'eicha minayi talmud leima nesha chichil et nesha chichil ribis v'kesed minayi talmud leima nesha kesed אם אני אומר למשך כסף שעל קונה מהניסה שכו הפיכו ונהיה לריביס כסף אין לי אלו בלי because this person can reference for labor. Bimau b'minayi. Nema nesha b'lei. Vinema nesha b'mau. Ma, where is the Yisef? So, ma nesha cholomo b'lei. Lo yichol akta b'lei. Vim b'kesef b'im b'eichel. Vim b'nesha b'im b'ribis. At nesha cholomo b'mau b'e. Lo yitach le b'ei. Vim kesef b'im b'eichel. Vim b'nesha b'im b'ribis. Minayi l'rabeis. Minayim rabbis kol davar, tamarim ha-nesha kol davar shenish. Alright. So then the Rabbine said, Rabbine Omar, loy nesha b'eichel, loy ribis b'kesef tzlich rekor. We don't even need a passage. Because, so, on the surface it appears that the braise is marve, one love, the love that is mentioned in connection with Eicha. The Torah mentions two love. One love the Torah mentions in connection with money interest, another love in connection with food interest, and the drosha, the price applies the love that is mentioned in connection with food interest that regarding money interest and the love that is mentioned for regarding money interest regarding food interest. In other words, if somebody takes interest, it doesn't make any difference whether it's money interest or food interest, he's either tula. So how do you know? Because of the Shabbat from Levin Malbe. So Rabbi says, when would we have to resort to to apply the love of food interest regarding money interest, and the love that is mentioned in connection with money interest regarding food interest? If the Torah had formulated that way, if the Torah, let's say, as kaspechol is sitting with the nesher, the ochlechol is sitting with marvis, then we would have to resort to exoroshot. But the Rosh Nakosif is not as kaspechol is sitting with the nesher. The all the holy city with Marbis. The Rosh Naposik is as cast the holy city with the Nesher, who be Marbis the city of Lecho. So the Mele, without the Zerah Shobe, we read it, we put up in Lecho. So we read it as follows. As cast the holy city with the Nesher, who be Marbis. And we also read it Lecho. The Nesher, who be Marbis, the city of Lecho. So the Mele, without recourse to the Zerah Shobe. So we have both Rabbi in each situation. So in other words, if somebody takes money interest, so he's either both love. If he takes food interest, he's either both love. He's either both love. So we don't have to resort to exertion. So hashu yichsides kaspos tumineshah uvimalbus lisinachlecho chrimi hoche es kaspos tumineshah uvimalbus lifom and then lachov we read it uvineshah uvimalbus lisinachlecho. So how can Rabbine Bichirik and the Braise bases it upon Exereshovet? So it's mashma from the Rosh of the Braise. If there hadn't been Exereshovet between the Psukim in Behar and the Psukim in Kiseitze and the Psukim in Chovgimu, Vorim Chovgimu, in Kiseitze, yes. So there he doesn't say. So it's much more than Rosh Hashanah that if we didn't have the Zereshov between the Psukim in Bihar and the Psukim and the Posik in Kiseitze, so then we wouldn't know that when one takes money interest, he's able both love, and when one takes food interest, he's also able both love. So the Gemara says, but I will explain the price as follows. You will never call when you say it at the shop. Achshop. She never called the shop with off. So, in other words, the price is saying if we didn't have, if the POSIC didn't spell it out explicitly. The fact is that the POSIC spells it out explicitly because the POSIC says, as Kaspechol is sitting with the Nesher. So we have two love in each, in food interest and in money interest. But if the POSIC had not been formulated that way, but if the POSIC had been formulated differently, as Kaspechol is sitting with the Nesher, the Yochlecho is sitting with Marbis. So then we would have to resort to exertion. So then the Gemara asks, but the fact is that the posik is formulated in such a way that without recourse to exertion, we know just by reading it, we know that there are two lavim in food interest and there are two lavim in money interest. So of what does the Zereshove accomplish? So the Zereshove is applying El Zereshove Lomeli Lineshe Hold Over Hashem Isha to Rikosa Bimau Hold Over Hashem Isha. So that is not mentioned Bimau, that is not mentioned Bimau, but that is mentioned by Reve, not by Mau. So Mimele. So that we learn now with Kokov Hashem Isha, it doesn't have to be food, it doesn't have to be money, it can be anything. Any art can be iron, it can be gold. It doesn't make any difference. Whatever object you take as interest. So anything that you take as interest, you are even love. So that's the purpose of the version. So this is what Tesis meant when Tesis says here. The Yeshua Nadoha Kamaru Paisi. You remember Vishilach have makin mechashim bayir agol. The chaydav niyikhe berish is a nesha, because over there the Rimon also says that the pshat in the price, the pshat in the price is, the pshat in the price is that if the Torah had not formulated this kasha for the sitna nesha, ubi marbus the sitna achlecho. So then, if it hadn't been formulated that way, so then we could deduce it to its lashon. But now that it's formulated that way, explicitly, as Kaspar is sitting there, Shabbat is not Lacho, so Lacho, so we don't have to resort to the Shabbat. So you leave it in front of Lacho, as Kaspar is sitting in the Nesha of the Marbis, the Nesha of the Marbis was sitting Och Lacho. So here too, when Elohanan, I'll leave it there, and Stacy says, so we don't have to resort to the Ayah from the Posikashi and Vayar Agolatum. I'll leave it there. But, see, because from the Shilach itself we can deduce regal and chain, but only regal and chain of Shalach Shluchay, not of Azal Mimele. So Mimele, how do we know that Azal Mimele, baby chain, baby regal is higher? That's from the Posik on Bia. But why do the prices say that Bia is descriptive of chain? No, Bia, Alim Demes, Bia is not descriptive of chain. Alimedemes Ubiya is descriptive of Shem and Regel as a Mimele. And Vishilach is descriptive of Shem and Regel, Sholach Shluchim. But the price means, if we didn't have a posik of Vishilach, if the Torah had not mentioned Vishilach, and then the Torah had just mentioned Ubiya, so then I would say that Ubiya is descriptive of Shem, because of the posik of Vayakolatumim. But that's only in the subjunctive, if the Torah had not mentioned Mishilach. But now, Alim Demes, that the Torah mentions Mishilach, so we know Shem and Regel of Sholach Shluchay from Mishilach, so Mimele, Ubiyah is descriptive also of Shem and Regel, but the Pazel Mimele. As a Mimele. This is how Tesis explains the passage. So Talmid Rabbi Peretz is clear from this. And they say no. That it's, there is no analogy to the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah. Because in the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah, so the Gzeira Shoveh serves a purpose. The Alfuseh serves a purpose. Not Ligabe Daloche, that when one charges food interest, so Mimele, so he's in the Bar Mitzvah. Or when one charges money interest, so he's able both love. That I would know without exception, because of the posik by reading it with one of Lachot. But the purpose of Gzeira Shoveh is to be advised that no matter what he takes as interest, whether it's food or money or steel or gold or silver or copper or what or junk, it doesn't make any difference. Whatever he takes as interest, so he's able hold love. He's able love. So it serves a purpose. Mashenkin here, the way Tesis explained the Gemara, the price is only mentioning it in the subjunctive. In other words, if the Torah hadn't mentioned the expression Mishilach, so then I would deduce from Ubi here, I would deduce Shem. But I'll leave it as it's not so. It's not so. So it doesn't serve any purpose. Oh, but the only Gemara is an Esher. So the Gzeira Shoveh, the Braise mentions that Samachalev serves a purpose. Not Ligabe, food interest that is able to allow him, but Ligabe any other object. Steel, gold, silver, copper, junk, anything that you are able to allow. No matter what a person takes as interest. So he's able to allow. Is even to love. So it serves a purpose. Mashenikin here, I'll leave them as. The price mentions something that is not relevant at all. The price is just telling us what we would dash if the posik had been written differently. But the fact is that the Torah does mention Shiva. And since the Torah does mention Shiva, some melee from the Shiva we deduce regal and chen. Sholach Shluchay, and then what is the purpose of the Bia? To advise us that both Regel and Chen are chayev by Ozo Memel also. So this drosha that Rubia is descriptive of Shem on the basis of the Pasuk Vayagolatume has no relevance over there. Over there, so this Roshoda has relevance. Ligabi Kodav. It doesn't have relevance Ligabi Eichel and Ligabi Kesed, because without this Roshoda, I would know that when somebody takes Eichel interest or money interest, Kesed interest, so he's able both lie. But it has relevance regarding Kol Dovar Hashem Isha. If he charges steel interest, gold interest, silver interest, copper interest, wood interest, anything in the world, diamond interest, so he's able both lie. But here, Alim Demis, it doesn't serve any purpose, this Rosh. It's only if the Torah had formulated differently, then I would dash. Very strange. So Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz says, no, that there is no kash at all. Because it's true. The Gemara is here saying, the Gemara has the kash. Now, we have a problem that there is no superfluity in the Torah. Not in one letter. Certainly, I mean, a whole expression. So it's conceivable that it should be superfluous. So the question is, why does the Torah have to say it? Why does the Torah say, have to say Ubiya Bizyah? Then the Torah just say Yadu Bisoga Yichere Vishilach Ez Birei Bizyah Meita. So they omit the Kamli Shalim. Why Ubiya? So the Biya is on the surface, superficially it appears that Ubiya, this table, this word, this term, Ubiya is completely superfluous. That's the Kasha Gemara. So Gemara did tell us, no, it's not superfluous. Because if the Torah had written that way, Tiyava Vishol Yerchere, Vishilach Ez Birei, I would know Shem, I would know Regel, but I would only know Shem and Regel Sholach Shukhet. I wouldn't know Regel Aslan Meir Yisrael, I wouldn't know Shem Aslan Meir. So the Torah had to put in another word. It wouldn't suffice to omit another word. It had to put in an extra word. Over in the book, Vishilach Ez Birei. Another word had to be inserted by the Torah. Because in order to know that Bein Sholach Shulchei, Bein Azal and Melech is Chayim. So since the Torah had to put in an extra table, so Melech, and what extra table did the Torah put in? Ubiya. So Melech, now we know that Ubiya has reference to Shem, and Mele Vishilach, even though if Ubiya hadn't been mentioned, then Vishilach would imply both, would be expressive of both, of Regel and Shem. But the Torah, for some reason, the Torah was forced to put in an extra table. Because if the Torah hadn't put in an extra table, and the Torah had just used the words Vishilach without an extra table, so then I wouldn't even know Azal Meir. So in order to advise us that Azal Meir is also Chayim, the Torah had to put in an extra table. Once the Torah had to put in an extra table, so then I know on the basis of Shivay Ragol Atume that Ubiya is descriptive of Shem and Vishilach is descriptive only of Raja, not of Shem. You see. This is how Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz explains it, and it seems more, much more reasonable. Because according to Tesis Pshat, so it comes out in final analysis that Alim Demis, so we don't learn out Regel from Vishivach and Shem from Ubiya, but we learn out Shem and Regel from Vishivach. But only Shabbat Shluchei, how do we know Azan Mele? That is from Ubiya. So Azan Mele is from Ubiya, not only Azan Mele of Shem is from Ubiya. Azan Mele of Shem and Regel. Shem and Regel. As a matter of fact, if you look up the Mephoshim, the Rishayim, the Mephoshim, the commentators on the Torah. So you see, some Mephoshim, they will explain it. Yadav Yisrael Yechem, Vishilach Es Birei, Ubiya Vizyachim, that Vishilach is descriptive of regular Ubiya, is of Hashem, and some Mephoshim will say, no, that both Vishilach and Ubiya are descriptive of God. That depends, according to Tesis. So I will be honest. So if a man will allow his animals to roam, to trespass in the Sodom Yachar, and will allow his animal to consume this Yachar. Oh, so in other words, that means he'll allow his animal to consume this Yachar, in other words, by means of the Shem, by means of the Rega. That's a complicated situation. The Pshilish Omikro, according to Talmud Rav Peretz, the Pshat is Vishilach Es Birei, and he'll allow the animal to do damage by means of the regel, Ubiya Bizdiachel, or he'll allow the animal to do damage by means of eating, by means of the Shem. Alright. So, it's very strange. According to Tesis, so it comes out that when the price says, it's only subjunctive. If the Torah had not mentioned Vishilach, then I would say it's very strange. Gemara should say that, but there is no analogy with what Gemara says in Zeneshia, because on the day we tell all of them. So the purpose of this Roshote is to be advised that no matter what you take as interest, you are in the love.
But then the next question is where the Torah just mentioned Meir. That means a big bet. Lachalapoches ten forches, if you want. Why didn't the Torah mention Amesiale? Because if the Torah didn't say Amesiale, I would say, no, just say Meir, I would say only Meir. But in Noah, let's say, if there was a Noah, a king, and the door of the Noah was open, and then someone fell in, not high, only Meir. The Torah was high. But what's the sword? There's no sword, it's Igor Sakos. I would say that. Sorry. Loch is Rabbi Yehoga. Loites Ksiva Loites. Behead. This is what Gemara says. Tesis Kashi was. How can Gemara say, even for a moment, Loites Ksiva Loites? But Stam Beir is Yitvachi. Yeah, but Gemara means it's not explicitly spelled out. That's only implicit. But explicitly spelled out, neither Yud nor Tes is explicitly. But you are talking about Yuki, so you test the idea. As far as an explicit spelling out is concerned, so Yud is not explicitly spelled out. And as far as being used as being implicit in the process, so Yud Tes is implicit and can be reduced. So what about when Tes is evil, Yud is evil? So then Gemara says, no, this is more explicit. Yud is more explicit. Because Tes is only implicit. But Yud is explicit. Why is Yud explicit? Because Bam SCLA. So Gemara says, If in the Cossack is implicit, not only Nisei, but Mizokin also. So just as we are mild, other from Nisei, we should be mild, other from Mizokin also. So he says, we come up in Martina, other Mizokin, because in Nopo Shomashir, the idol will be a unit. Because that is more explicit than Bertes at all. They are. Amesi Alei. It makes it almost explicit. It's not explicit, but it's almost explicit. Mashem can be a test. It's not explicit in any way, in any degree. Why does the Torah have to mention be a twice? Two, the Torah had to mention Yiftach and Kiyichem, because to advise us, I will escape psychologically above. But why does the Torah have to repeat Beir twice? The Chiyiftach is Beir, or Kiyichem is Beir. When the Torah says, the Chiyiftach is Beir, or Kiyichem, then I would know. Why twice? Second time Beir? So Yoshua says, one is Lise, one is Rezot. Yoshua says, that one is the Chiyiftach is Beir. No more, it's in Beir, Beir. Elo chad Beir, Lise, chad Beir, Rezot. So then, according to Yerushalmi, so the Kashi is even stronger. So just as we are mild, Odom Famise, we should be mild Famizoki too, because according to Yerushalmi, so that one Beir is descriptive of Mise, and one Beir is descriptive of Mizoki. So the same Droshe of Sheir and Odom should apply to Mizoki too, not only to Mise. And Homo came, we might even Odom Mizoki. That which is reduced from the Yiso, because the next word, Beir, is mentioned. Alright, this is what it is. Now, and this, the halacha is that if a Sheila gets killed in a Beir test, the owner of the Beir is fine. It's everybody wants. And if a share gets killed in the bear of death, so the owner of the bear, the owner of the bear is what? But if a share or a chameya gets killed in the bear of youth, then the one who dug the bear is higher, because it's Yeshua points. So this halacha, that if somebody trips, if an animal trips in the bear, tests, and dies, So the one with the Galatea is what, and he then trips in the bear, youth, and he dies. So the one who got the bear is fired. What's the chat? What's the chat? He said because it seems a bear test is able to harm me, so that means that the share didn't die from falling in the bear. It was just a coincidence. The share or the hamir had a heart attack. You know, sometimes a person has a heart attack. A behemoth could have a heart attack. A behemoth could also have a heart attack, just as much as a person. So the melee, the reason is why, if you say, suppose you see sometimes a person will walk in the street, and will be run over by a car. So then you will not say, no person in his right senses will say, he wasn't killed by the car, it was just a coincidence. At that time he had a fatal heart attack, and he died from the heart attack. The car didn't kill him. I mean, that would be nonsense. Because if we see that a person is run over by a car and gets killed after that, and dies after that, so of course the conclusion is that he was killed by the car, and we don't say he just died from a heart. But if you see that the person sits, lies in bed, and all of a sudden he dies, so then you say he died from a heart. So maybe the reason is why if a Sheol HaMir falls into a bay of youth, since a bay of youth can kill, falling into a bay of youth, so can kill. So in Mele, we say that the Sheol HaMir died from falling into the bay. But if you dig a bay, 9 Tvachim, 8 Tvachim, 7 Tvachim, 6 Tvachim, 5 Tvachim, 1 Tvachim. So it's ridiculous. I mean, one does not die from falling into a veil of one tefa or in nine tefa. So, but he died. So we say it's a coincidence. He died from the heart attack. He had the heart attack the moment he tripped into the veil of this. So in other words, so the reason as to why he's potter, the Bala veil is potter, is not because of his special zersakos. Because he didn't die from the bear, why should he chayav? Why should he chayav? Oh, no. If we see that a man, I'm not talking about a man, because Sheol Yodom, so if a man gets killed, so he's caught. If we see that a Sheol Hamei trips into a bear, falls into a bear of tes, and he dies, so then we don't say the Sheol Hamei died out of heart. Why out of heart attack? I mean, why back to this moment? No. So then we say that the cause of it was the tripping of the bear. It might be that if the person did not have a heart condition, so then falling into a bear of death wouldn't have brought about his death. Because the person is a weak person, is a sick person, he has a heart condition, he has a sick heart. So melee, even the fall into a bear of death, what about his death? So that means, in final analysis, under the circumstances, the falling into the bay of death occasioned the death of the Sheol HaMir. But why is it not there so often in the Huyeh? So that's the Xerasakos. Since the wounded is that when a Sheol falls into such a bay, he shouldn't die. So even if he died, not because we say it was a coincidence, he didn't die from the fall. He died from a heart attack. And even if he didn't fall, the same moment he would have had the heart attack and would have died. We don't say that. No, if we see that he died the moment he fell into the bay of death, so then we draw the conclusion that was the cause. That it might be Zevizegire, but this was the cause. Because he had a heart, a sick heart, so the man would fall into a bay of death. What about the death of the person? But it's a Zerzakos. That since the Hakoye was a Hakoye that should not cause death, so the man is what? Now we have our Lochet, the Gabriel. Now if somebody hits a person, and he dies, so it's Chayim Nisa. But halacha means that we have to be, let's say, of course, if a person with his fist hits another person over the head for 10 minutes, naturally you don't even have to be able to. I mean, so every person who has common sense understands that hitting him over the head with his fist for 10 minutes, then what about it? But suppose someone just mildly slaps a person over the head, not only over the face, and the person dies. And the person dies. So then the halacha is that we have to be able to. Maybe that person has such a strong, firm grip that when he just does that, so he might cause death, you know, to a weak person. So basically, Sanhedrin have to be able. So the Rambam says in Perik Gimel Yilchas Ketzirah Kushiras Nefesh Chayach Aleph Hamakes Chaver Mizodim Be'Evem Be'Eit Be'Nisei Im Dindoro Shein Kol Be'i U'Mokim Shein Kol Im Roro Yisei Chayt Ben Zer Homis Be'im Verze Oy Ein Roro Shenema Be'Evim Yad Asher Yomis Bo Hikol Oy Bichuveit Asher Yomis Be'i Kol Ad Shiyye Be'ikin Ro Homis In other words, if a person will hit like this over the head, so then the reason will probably be that it's able to launch, even a weak person. But if a person will make that kind of akoye over the chest of a weak person, so then a sick person, he'll visit patients in the hospital, you know, who are very sick, and they'll hit every patient in the hospital over the chest. So then the Udala would be that it's Yehudit Ramis. So in other words, when there's Mizemim, whether it's Yehudit Ramis or Yehudit Ramis, so we have to be aiming in that person in his condition, not in general, because what could be Yehudit Ramis in one person might be Yehudit Ramis in another person. So this is what the Rambam says. So Yehudit Ramis in Kohen, Umotim in Kohen, אם רואו איזה חיפה אצלו הומיס בי בזה, או אין לי רואו, שנאמר בבייד השיומוס בו יקור, או בכלי את השיומוס בו יקור, עד שיהיה בי כאילו הומיס, ונדה למקיר על ליבי ומקיר על ידי חי. There's a difference. הוי הוא בנאמר השיומוס בו, מכאן שאין לי מוקים המקיר, וכשאין שאין לי מחיפה כשהיא קובעת, ומוקים המקיר, כך אין לי כיח הכוי, שנאמר בבייד, מכאן שנשאר לסייד, אין די לזיר כבן בחבר אין בריחוק שתי המאיץ לזיר בין בריחוק עשר שבריחוק עשר יהיה כריחו יסר. There is a difference. If you throw a ball from a small distance against a person, so let's say this person is standing here and I stand here, I throw a ball, so it's not going to kill the person. But if I throw a ball from a big distance and I hit him, I might kill him. So in other words, we have to consider all the circumstances of the Akoyesh. So, V'chei Nisharim Hamako Atzmo Nisharim Bo Ha-Heirik Keach Ha-Heirik V'Keach Ha-Nerak Nimugode Oy Koton Oy Choso Oy Cholo Shei Bori Oy Cheir Chaleitz V'Ze. You'll take a heavyweight champion and you'll throw him down on the floor, so that is not the Makashi Kronos. But you take a baby that was born that day and you drop him on the floor, so he gives him Makash Yidromis. So you have to consider all the circumstances. Then, the Rambam mentions, and the Mechilte, Parshim Mishpatim, the Sefrim, Parshim Masel, deduces all these halachas from Pesukim. All these halachas from Pesukim. In other words, without a pasuk, we wouldn't know that Eve is a person, is maki another person, hakoye shein bein miso, and he dies, that he is potter of miso. Wouldn't know, only on the basis of the psukim. Then the Rambam says, now, so, v'chein hadeichi v'schadeichi merei shagat, v'noch alumeitz, nisharim geva amokim shein piru inolo, v'keyach hanitcha, shein yedein lebeyevi shenofa ulegodu shenofa, ומניין שנשאר עם גבע המוקים שנאמה ונביסי לו ידפן ויירו לי שכל מוקים שהם בגי ויעשור את מוקים אין בגיבונס. Suppose a person throws down another person from a height less than 10 foot, let's say you'll get on top of the table and you'll take a person and drop him down from the table. Now, from the floor to the table is less than 10 foot. Let's say it's less than 10. I don't know, maybe it is 10 foot. So, it's less than 10 foot. So, we'll be put on this, and they'll throw down a person from that table, which is only 9 foot from the floor. If you throw him down, so the Rambam says, literally, that the one who pushes down the other person, and the other, even though the other person died as a result of being thrown down from a height of 9 foot, so he's not high risk. How does the Rambam know that? Where do we see a height of 10 foot? We see a depth of 10 foot. We got a veil. So the same thing, what is true of a depth of 10 foot is true of a depth of less than 10 foot. It's in the bones. So it's true of a height less than 10 foot. That it's in the bones. Now you can still ask this question. You can still ask that question. This halacha that based in Zaini and the Yehuda and by Sanhedrin is that in the Gemara, let's say Reuben hit Shimon over the face. He slapped his face, and died. Shimon died. Then Beis Din was Zaini. So Beis Din was Zaini under the circumstances. Beis Din took notice of the condition of Shimon, whether he was a weak person or not a weak person, and while considering all the circumstances, Beis Din came to the conclusion that it's in the Gemara. So it's what happens, even though Shimon died. That's the halacha. And we learn it out from Sukkim. So what's the pshat? Maybe, even though we learn it out from Sukkim, but the Sukkim are the clerical of the mitzvahs. In other words, if the Udin is that a person should not die as a result of slapping him over the face, so Mimele, that means that even though the person died, that he didn't die from that koyeh. It was just a heart attack, it was a coincidence. Oh no! Since the person died after that koyeh, so then we draw the conclusion that the slapping on the face brought about it. But since this is such an unnatural phenomenon, that the wounded is that no person could die. So he did die, so it's something unnatural. So maybe he's potter. Not that that person, Sakoye, was not the cause of the death. It is the cause of the death. If we say that the person died, we don't say it was just a coincidence. He had a heart attack. He had a very severe heart attack, an extensive heart attack, the same moment. And even if he didn't slap him over the face, he would have had the same extensive heart attack. We don't say that. If we see that a person died the moment another person slapped him over the face, so then we say that the slapping of the face was a factor in the death of the person. But since the woman is that he shouldn't die, so it says there is a kosu, he's first. What's the pshat? Now, the Rambam here in Chizkiyah Roshkiras Nefesh says, the yearly shekom mokim shein b'din b'yasot vochim ain making your homes. So the Rambam equates the halacha of ending in Yitzhak Mohammed with the halacha that if a sheir or a chamir gets killed in the bay of Tess, so the Bala Beir is what? It's the same halacha. So whatever is true of Beir is true of Ritzich. If somebody pushes down another person from the height of 9 foot, let's say the roof is 9 foot from the street. So, and then one person pushed down another person from that roof that is 9 foot from the ground. So he's spotted. So it's the same aloha as a bear test. So the Bala bear is spotted. Now let's see what the Rambam says. We got the bear poches in test. We look at this command. Rambam Perik Yudbeis Milchas Niskimon and Aloch et Esfom Oso Teil Gobeya Beshus Aram Vimeach Vido Habeimu Neso. Suppose a person piles up clods of earth in the street and he makes a little mound, a little hill, and then Oso Teil Gobeya Beshus Aram, and then a behemoth gets hurt over that mound Umeso, and The behemoth dies as a result of getting hurt against that man. Why? Contract aloha. Of the apochis, it is not me, it's only his opening style. It doesn't make any difference whether it's less than 10 fochim in depth or less than 10 fochim in height. The same thing. But you detail Gobriya conscious. So in Zokin is higher even in tepach, in marmit, tepach, or in beer tepach, even heavy. It doesn't make any difference. But you detail Gobriya conscious, so it's higher than Zokin. Or you bechvira conscious. שהנזק בכל שהוא דבומוצו וידוע וינמיסה בכל שהוא מצויו והרי הוא כמו אינס. So the Rambam explains why is the Bala Beya Kotea if a behemoth dies in the Beya Tez, because that's an unusual phenomenon. והרי הוא כמו אינס. If the Rambam Shita had been the reason is why Aiming the homies is potter, because then we say the behemoth died was a coincidence. The behemoth didn't die from the fall. It was a heart attack. But coincidentally, the heart attack took place that very moment. And indeed, if she hadn't fallen, the same heart attack would have overtaken the behemoth and she would have died. We don't say that. We don't say that. In other words, if we see that the behemoth dies, the moment she falls, the behemoth falls into a bear, and the bear is 10 tefachim deep, not 10, is 9 tefachim deep. So we say that it certainly died because of the fall. Because of the fall in that condition of the behemoth, so that caused the death. So it should be higher. But why is it potter? Since the death as a result of such a fall is so unpredictable, that the wooden is that no behemoth would get killed, but sometimes, you know, things, unusual things happen in the world. Unusual things. But it's still a making of homies, so it's fun. So the Rambam says so in so many words. Now we understand as to why this has to resort to some tsuki, that they have to be made. The condition of the maki and the condition of the muke and this and that. Why? If the whole reason is because he said that the person did not die from the akoi, he died from a heart attack, it was just a coincidence. Why do we need joking? That we have to blame this, we have to blame that. So the pashtus is much that, not that we say, in case of individual homies, that it was a coincidence and the person died from heart. No, the person died from the akoi. But since the umden is that he should not die, and we just happened, all right, it's an unusual thing. So the mele is tipot.
Thank you.
Now, you'll see in the Chiddush HaRan Sanhedrin, I don't want to go over it because that will involve a lot of time, but I just want to tell you what he discusses. So the Chiddush HaRan, now there is a halacha of Tanan v'Cheskin. Now there is a halacha of Amun v'Rabban. So if a person, let's say, is mazik, mummy, while he becomes mechuyav nisei, zorak chetz v'tchila dalet v'sid dalet, and Shabbat, because Roim Baruchosein, so he doesn't have to pay for the Seroim. Because at the moment when he becomes Mechuyev, for the moment, he's Mechuyev Nisei, so come in the Rav. Then there is a loch of Tonin Cheskiye, without Tonin Cheskiye, a loch, I would say, that is only Shayech, Zohar Chesn Tchir, Dalek, and Seed, Dalek, the Mace, as Roim. So he's really high Nisei. But so if a person throws the Chesn Tchir, Dalek, and Seed, Dalek, and Shabbat, and any more Masrei, so then he's
continued. Chav Gimel Eloi Toshim Mem Bei, September 12, 1981, Sunday. Continued.
It is the script of Shem, but